In 1996, Bay Area journalist Gary Webb wrote an expose in the San Jose Mercury News, proving that in the 1980s, the CIA and DEA helped facilitate drug trafficking into the U.S. to give Nicaraguan Contra fighters funding to topple the communist Sandinista government. 8 years later, Webb was found dead from a gunshot to the head. Officials called it suicide, but the circumstances of his death remain murky. Webb wrote about how that drug trade helped to fuel a crack epidemic in Los Angeles. His articles were compiled into a book entitled Dark Alliance. And that book helped inspire Superheroes, a play at the Cutting Ball Theater in San Francisco. Playwright and director Sean San Jose joined me in studio to talk about how he translated the story for the stage. So let's go to the plot. Tell me the story of the play.
Taking this information about this horrible connection of the influx of crack cocaine into very specific black and brown communities and how it has continued to affect human lives and the toll it has on, without overstating, generations, neighborhoods, families are forever devastated by it. So we try and balance both seeing the seeds of this beginning, but really trying to see what havoc has been wreaked on these people's lives, our lives. I'm mainly always thinking about the two epidemics that we're living and dying through, AIDS and crack, and like, how do you do something that is both responsive, but also maybe helps or furthers a dialogue? And there's a certain part of me that is too emotional, and that my response isn't necessarily productive in a public forum, in a performance forum. And so I think figuring that part out was important for me. And again, like having this seed of inspiration from a journalist helped me go, right, you need to keep an eye on looking and presenting the situation as opposed to telling us how to feel.
So let's hear a scene from your play. And this is Free's scene with Aparecida in the prison when he talks about Doug Williams and Warren Moon and choosing a hero. Let's hear it.
Nah, first black quarterback in the Super Bowl to win the damn thing. Amazing. He did it because he was great. He was fast. He was slick. Doug Williams. You see, somebody's got to be the ball guy. Sure, he's a winner, baby, but if he loses one after the Super Bowl, he gotta deal with the losses, the life losses, being the first.
First what, though?
The first to get over in this game like a businessman.
That's a scene from Superheroes, the latest play by my guest, Sean San Jose. Sean, so can you explain what was happening in that scene?
Yeah, that's a scene between the journalist Aparecida and a character named Free. He chose the shining star, the immediate gratification, rather than thinking more thoroughly through it. And I think it's a way of looking back at this. I mean, we're talking, you know, 30 years now since this epidemic has exploded, and trying, if you can, look back in retrospect and say, had I done left or had I done right, would this have been different for me? And then with someone like that, when their choices affected so many lives. And just also the way that I think the media mainly, and then therefore secondarily us in society, just swallowed those stories whole.
And such a vast amount of drugs could be what? Smuggled in any neighborhood? Under the noses of the so-called community leaders, sheriff's departments, police, not even to say the FBI's, DEA's, and all other law enforcement that show up for everything else? Is it?
So let's talk about the character of Aparecida, played by Delina Patrice Brooks. So the original character obviously is a man, but you changed it to a woman. Why was that?
Well, yeah, I mean, the character of Aparecida, I wanted to take the reality that I couldn't write about Gary Webb, I couldn't write as Gary Webb, and the sad truth that Gary Webb was, you know, suicided. So he was also, he is also a ghost. And so the idea that it could be something different was important to me.
It's clear why I'm here. You should see and hear. I'm a ghost making a case. Flash. I appear. My pen name, Aparecida.
And the name Superheroes?
You would have to be some sort of superhero to withstand and endure this thing.
Crazy superhuman flying high, like take to the clouds, like defying bullets, like